If you've been following along and have never joined a design bootcamp, I'm going to encourage you to sign up. It's 5 hours of workshops and we have live versions going on often so you can come and ask questions. Go to www.designsuitecourses.com/designbootcamp. My name is Karina Gardner, and I'm what you would call a practical designer. If you're ready to create a life that you love, become an incredible force for good, and generate income while pursuing your dreams, this is the podcast for you. Welcome to Make and Design. Today, I'm going to talk about the five things that I love to design for in online marketplaces. So if you have been an aspiring designer or you're kind of still figuring things out, or maybe you have been around for a while and you've heard me say that contracts are difficult. Contracts are hard, but you're like, oh, I don't know what to do. I thought I would dig into some of the areas that I really love that have been great money makers for me that I've really enjoyed. Okay. All right. So the first one is clip art. So one of the cool things is that if you start thinking for business owners, okay, so you're thinking about business owners have money. Not in the same way that, you know, someone who doesn't own a business doesn't. There's usually, as a business owner, you're a business owner, there's a certain amount of money that you're willing to spend to get your business started. And one of the things most business owners need is artwork, usually for logos, they need it for marketing purposes, you know, any number of things. But they usually have set aside a certain amount of money for that. So that's why I love clip art, because clip art lasts a very long time. It's something that's being used commercially, so it always has a market. And there's some really big online entities out there that sell clip art, some of which you might even pay into. I know I pay into a few so that I can use them for slides or other things, okay? And there are commercial licenses you can buy for those as well. But I love designing for clip art. It's such a great, great place to go, okay? And by the way, you know, one of the things I tell you guys about, especially if you come into a design bootcamp, is that you should get individualized instruction for whatever you plan on doing. Because very often, every individual, based on the equipment you already have, based on your past experience, and based on what you like to do, I can usually talk to a designer, we can hone in on what the best area should be for them. Okay. So I am giving you five areas that I really love, but I just want you to be aware of that. You could dig into something and not have enough information about it. Okay. So the goal here is just kind of give you some ideas so you can start thinking about like what might be great for you. Okay. All right. So number one is clip art. Number two that I really love is die cut files. Okay. For those of you who've heard me talking to the craft industry in particular, I love die cut files. I've made a lot of money over die cut files over the years. It's still a great industry to be in. I have had a lot of interaction. Like, for example, I used to teach for Silhouette for Michaels. So, you know, I've had a lot of that experience. But even before that, I was selling die cut files. And if you make them well, if you've got them customer proven, you've tested them yourself. That's the one thing about die cut files. We find that a lot of designers aren't testing their files to make sure they're good. Okay, test them. They are, and if they're educational, you can do educational pieces or instruction with them so that the people who buy them know what to do with them, right? Die cut files can be an amazing, amazing place to do business, okay? In another episode from here, I'm going to dig in a little bit more on this, but, those of you who do or have heard me on other podcasts, maybe sneakily say some of the things that I'm doing this year, or maybe you even heard me talk about it in, the last month is, wallpaper. So we are digging into wallpaper this year. I did do wallpaper for a while with a company, it's been probably 7 or 8 years. It's been a little while. And we did a massive run of wallpaper and it went okay. We were selling it from our own site and it was back when Chevron was big. Do you guys remember that? So we sold some of that. This time wallpaper is coming out very, very differently. We're using it differently. We're showing it off differently. And next episode, you are going to want to tune in because I'm going to tell you what is coming up. Some big stuff. I think in the last episode, I just told you that I'm coming out with a book. The next step after that, I mean, talk about a year where we're really going to be showing you guys a lot of stuff, things that came out of 2022. The book's coming out in a month, and a month after that, we're going to be showcasing something completely new and fascinating. So I hope you guys really love it. So wallpaper is the other place that we are really exploring right now and digging into, okay? All right, next up are prints. Okay, so like most things, prints is great because especially those of you who are fine artists and you like to work with your hands, if you have a great scanner or you know how to photograph in a way to bring that artwork into a digital realm, that is a great place to get into, okay? There is a lot of strategy behind prints, right? Because it does have a very big market and you have to be thinking about art in a different way, but it is totally doable. You can totally sell a lot with it. It's a really cool market. And for those of you who are fine artists, you can find ways to sell your art. Now, one of the things that I always talk about is, are you pivoting to meet the marketplace? One of the coolest things about art prints is you can test a lot of things digitally, right? See what sells and make more of what sells, right? We don't want to leave customer bases without, and that's what very often happens with artists. If you're here listening to me, you guys know I like to talk about strategy. One of the issues I see in art, if it's just art for the sake of art, you have to be really careful about that. There's a lot of artists who never make any money because they're just making whatever they want, okay? There is a ton of power in that because you get to do what you want. They also tend to be poor. So if you're really wanting to be a designer and use your art in design, we've got to do some market research. We've got to think about how we're using our art so that we can make it make sense, right? Some of that takes some individualized help and some mentorship, but I'm here to tell you, art prints, there is a total place for them in this digital marketplace, which is amazing, okay? Okay, the last thing I'm going to put a little bug in your ear about is stickers. I love stickers. And these can be die cut files, but what we're really talking about here is artwork that can be created in such a way that it can then be put into a sticker format. Formatting is everything in design. The way we produce it should really tell us how we should make it to begin with. And that's actually one of the hardest things I find myself, this just happened in Design Suite. Someone was saying they wanted to do this and they wanted to do that. And they had all these prints and they were making all this stuff in Procreate. And I was like, but what is it for? And I think that we're a little bit turned around sometimes as artists and designers. We think we just make this stuff and then we figure out what it's for, when really the way that we win is to choose a category, know how it's going to come out, like for example, stickers, and then we design and we create for that group. It makes it so much easier when we're just designing out there in the, you know, we're just like making stuff. One of the hardest things is very often we don't create it in the right format. So if it's an SVG, we've got to make it in Illustrator, right? If it's a sticker, there's a really good chance we can do most of it in Procreate. But every entity is different. And so if you're not thinking about that, what happens is we just make a bunch of stuff. We make it in Procreate or Photoshop, or we paint it. And then I'll have a designer come to me and say, now what? And I'm like, oh, you've got it all turned around, okay? You're behaving like just a strict artist, which is fine. It's just, it doesn't have its same place in design. In design, we have to be thinking about the end functionality. So if we know what the end functionality is, for example, sticker, then we know how to create it in the correct program to get it going, okay? But stickers are awesome. In fact, I did probably a couple years of stickers in MiniLoom. It was amazing. Did super duper well. MiniLoom is my other brand. And I just think there's a lot of room in that field for you to kind of dig into and see what happens. All right, those are your five online marketplaces that I really love. There are several more, lots more, that my designers are exploring all the time. And we constantly are hearing of new marketplaces. And so if anything, when I started this program, it's not been 2 years yet, but when I started this program, One of the things that blew my mind is the number of different ways I could make money as a designer. And, you know, I had been exploring it for years. I had been doing very well, multiple six figures for years and years and years. And I just thought, wow, if I had a team of designers working with me, like all of them could figure out amazing ways to make money because there are millions of ways to make it. You just have to decide to dig into one of those. And I'm watching my Design Suite members do that. It's so fun to see them digging into all these little niches and like building out online shops that make money. It's phenomenal. I love it so much. It's so fun. All right. Hopefully this helps you. Hopefully you're thinking about where you can move, what you can do to become a great designer. And I will see you later.
Did you know you have access to more free design content, die cut files, and sewing patterns? Join our exclusive VIP group for free by going to designsuitecourses.com/free.